Earth, sky.
By August 1st, 2012, the extent of Arctic sea ice seemed to be heading toward a new record low.
The sea ice extent was already below levels recorded on the same date in 2007. That's the year that currently holds the record for the least Arctic sea ice in September. Sea ice minimum, when there's the least amount of floating ice in the Arctic, comes in September each year, before colder weather begins freezing the ice again.
Then in early August, an unusually large, long-lasting, and powerful storm pushed through the Arctic. Summer storms in the Arctic tend to be weaker than storms that batter the region in the winter. But this one was big. NASA scientists said they've seen 8 storms of similar strength in August over the past 34 years of satellite records.
On average, Arctic cyclones last about 40 hours. This storm lasted more than 5 days. Satellite images taken after the storm showed that it contributed to ice melting in the Arctic. Storms like this one can mix up the ice and make it slushy. Warmer waters may upwell to the surface. And August 2012 satellite images did show large reductions in the extent and concentration of sea ice that could be seen.
So will 2012 beat out 2007 as the year with the least Arctic sea ice? We'll know later in September. For more, come to earthsky.org and search for Arctic Storm. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.